Good evening. I have been really excited to be here with you all. And does anyone know the Imam's theme for the year? It's like quiz time. Yes, I heard it. Say it with confidence.
Building a house.
Firm foundation. Yes. And do you know which verse that has been used to go along with that?
This
is like teacher time, right? Review. So next month, if someone asks. Okay, Proverbs 24, verse 3. I did copy it off of the website. So, by wisdom a house is built, and by understanding it is established. By knowledge the rooms are filled with all precious and pleasant riches. So we want to be wise women building our houses. And tonight, we're going to be spending time looking at our personal foundation, and specifically about mentoring relationships. Mentoring is just one tool, but I would argue an important one, that God uses to strengthen our foundation in Him. So this is going to be interactive. When you hear the word mentoring, what comes to mind? Wisdom? Did you just listen to the verse? A coach? Mm-hmm. I didn't hear that.
Someone older.
Anything else? Yeah. Okay, time. It's a commitment.
Someone you're aspiring to be like towards.
Yeah, definitely. It's a relationship of some sort. It hopefully involves growth. Time we mentioned together. It could be short term or it could be for a lifetime. Some of us might have mentors that have been around for a long, long time. Mentoring relationships can look a lot of different ways, but the purpose of spiritual mentoring is for both people to be growing in the Lord. 1 Corinthians 11:1 says, "Be imitators of me as I am of Christ." The NIV says, "Follow my example as I follow the example of Christ." And that's what mentoring is. It's one person a little further along in their journey than the other, but two people ultimately following Christ. So, here's another question for you. Why be involved in mentoring?
Okay.
Yes, that's a very good reason. Anything else you can think of? Yes. Yes. Was there someone else over here?
I would say accountability.
Okay.
Yeah.
Definitely. So one important reason, like Bethany stole my thunder a little bit, is that it's a command. So some of us might be familiar with the passage in Titus 2. It's a very common one when we talk about mentoring. It's addressing a relationship between older women and younger women. The churches in Crete were unorganized, and Paul is writing to Titus to help set the church in order. He tells the older women to teach the younger women what is good and to help train them in certain areas. And Paul himself is actually a really great example of someone who mentored someone younger than him in Timothy. So I hope, if you haven't already, that tonight you will see the great value in having someone like a Paul who's further along.